know who wants to leave the show. Can I
Love
not leave
Talk
it?
Radio.
What are we going
you
call
are
it?
Listening to Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Right over there. Here, I got it. You all right? All right, everybody. Southwest Texan Dead Eight Cruz here with Open Talk Wrestling the D on Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313. And we live, guys, for Monday Night Raw here in the Little Caesars Arena. I'm here with my brother, Tez.
Yes, sir. Dominic the Man, let's get it.
Let's get it, guys. And you know, when you come live to Monday Night Raw, you don't know what to expect. But there's an outbreak of some stuff, so we don't know who's going to show up. Card has changed.
Yep, yep.
So, I mean, it's technically supposed to be a good show, but subject to change.
Yep. That's the sucky thing about it, because I was looking forward to seeing Beyonce. I was looking forward to seeing who else is out? I know Beyonce is out.
Seth Rollins.
He's out.
Becky.
You know, but this is a good chance for people that's not normally on here to step up and entertain us, so to speak. I'm looking forward to that.
And that's what WWE needs to do, is make new stars, you know what I'm saying? The big stars that are not here tonight.
Right.
These people are going to have to step it up. This is where Vince can look and see who's taking the lead from the people that are gone, you know, absent from tonight's show.
Yeah.
So I believe that this is the part, like you said, they need to step it up. If they do step it up, that'd be just, you know, the best thing, because, I mean, we haven't had a big superstar since, I want to say, even John Cena.
You know, I think Roman Reigns is like
he's the closest
already
thing.
Forecasted like a few years ago. Like,
yeah, Roman Reigns, man. I've been a Roman Reigns fan since 2014. No, that's the 2012, I want to say. No, 2013 they debuted.
Yeah.
And Survivor Series, I've been a Roman Reigns fan since then.
Yeah.
I've always told you, it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's a matter of Vince wanting to put that, you know what I'm saying, that brass ring on a person, which Vince hasn't done in a long time, and they need to do that. I see, you know, they finally gave the stretch to Bobby Lashley after Bobby Lashley left WWE, went to TNA, made a name for himself, Bellator MMA, whatever, and he came back, and look, he's the almighty one, former WWE champion twice.
He's championship material. I think, honestly, I wish they put the belt back on.
Yeah, I do too.
Seth Rollins, I want him to have it, but I think they should wait for Mania to give it to him. Kevin Owens, they got to give it to him at some point. He just signed that contract.
Yeah, he just signed that, so.
For me, Bobby Lashley, I feel like he's getting hot again. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I feel like they took the title off him.
Too early,
Anyway, I don't know what Dominic got to say. I don't want to hog the conversation. Yeah, I mean, somewhere at some point, I mean, once again, you know, wrestling 313 Flash Universe, I'm a big fan of NXT. This is when Vince needs to open his eyes and go down to NXT and see who's the best of the best. This is the time for champions. Ron Breaker, Pete Dunne, come on board. Come up part to the main roster.
No, yeah, and I agree. Like, well, I don't know, man. Tommaso Ciampa, he's not past his prime. But since his rebranding of NXT 2.0, as they call it, Tommaso Ciampa doesn't fit that NXT mold no more. He doesn't fit in that NXT.
He does.
Ron Breaker is somebody that fits that mold.
It almost seems like they're gonna be cutting Ciampa off any moment now. You know, especially once he gives that title to Breaker.
Yeah.
Like, I think his days at NXT are done. I don't know what his contract status is with WWE, but I think he needs to seriously think about going to the main roster. Even though he said he'd never go to the main roster, I think he outworn his welcome.
So did Adam Cole. So did Adam Cole, but I mean, he never went to the main roster. He left and went to AEW. But Ciampa, I don't see him. I can't see him on either Monday Night or Friday Night SmackDown. I really can't.
That's the crazy thing about it. I agree.
I can't see a Tommaso Ciampa on either shows, because I mean, he's not a huge of a guy. He's not huge. You know what I'm saying? He's not big. So I believe that he would fit a better of a. I mean, he needs to stay in NXT, but NXT ain't what it used to be. I could see him on AEW as a big star, because they don't push the Giants. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got Giants, but they're not Vince McMahon. They don't push the Giants like, hey, you got all this mass muscle, can't move. We're gonna push you.
Byron Cage, he's not
being pushed. Man, you ain't lying. Brian Cage, and he's, you know what? Brian Cage is a great talent. You know what I'm saying? Brian Cage, I've been watching him since TNA days. And Brian Cage, man, he's very talented. And somebody like Bron Breakker in NXT 2.0, that fits the mold. they